it is going to become evident to you that anyone that ever accomplished anything did not know how they were going to do it. They only knew they were going to do it.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
You don't need to know how it's going to come about. You don't need to know how the universe will rearrange itself.
How it will happen, how the universe will bring it to you, is not your concern or job. Allow the universe to do it for you. When you are trying to work out how it will happen, you are emitting a frequency that contains a lack of faith, that you don't believe you have it already. You think you have to do it, and you do not believe the universe will do it for you. The how is not your part in the creative process.
Bob Proctor.
You don't know how. It'll be shown to you. You'll attract the way.
Lisa Nichols.
Most of the time when we don't see the things that we've requested, we get frustrated, we get disappointed, and we begin to become doubtful. The doubt brings about a feeling of disappointment. Recognize that feeling and replace it with a feeling of unwavering faith. I know, like I know, like I know, that it's on its way.
Step 3. Receive. Lisa Nichols.
Step 3 and the final step in the process is to receive. Begin to feel wonderful about it. Feel the way you will feel once it arrives. Feel it now.
Marcy Shimoff.
And in this process, it's important to feel good, to be happy, because when you're feeling good, you're putting yourself in the frequency of what it is that you're wanting.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
This is a feeling universe. So if you just intellectually believe something, but you have no corresponding feeling underneath that, you don't necessarily have enough power to manifest what you want in your life. You have to feel it.
Ask once, believe you have received, and all you have to do to receive is feel good. When you are feeling good, you are on the frequency of receiving. You are on the frequency of all good things coming to you, and you will receive what you have asked for. You wouldn't ask for anything unless it was going to make you feel good in the receiving of it, would you? So get yourself on the feel-good frequency, and you will receive. A fast way to get yourself on that frequency is to say, I am receiving now. I am receiving all the good in my life now. And feel it. Feel it as though you have received. A dear friend of mine, Marcy, is one of the greatest manifestors I've seen, and she feels everything. She feels what it would feel like to have what she is asking for. She feels everything into existence. She doesn't get caught up in how, when, or where. She just feels it, and then it manifests. So feel good now.
Bob Proctor.
When you turn that fantasy into a fact, you're in the position to build bigger and better fantasies. And that, my friend, is the creative process.
Whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22.
What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Mark chapter 11, verse 24.
Bob Doyle.
So the law of attraction, the study and practice of the law of attraction, is figuring out what will help you generate the feelings of having it now. Go test drive that car. Go shop for that home. Get in the house. Do whatever you have to do to generate the feelings of having it now and remember them. Whatever you can do to do that will help you to literally attract it.
When you feel as though you have it now and the feeling is so real that it is like you have it already, you are believing that you have received, and you will receive.
Bob Doyle.
It could be you wake up and it's just there, it's manifest. Or you might get some inspired idea of some action to take. You certainly shouldn't be going, well, I could do it this way, but man, I would hate that, because you're not on the right track if that's the case. Action will sometimes be required, but if you're really doing it in line with what the universe is trying to deliver, it's going to feel joyous, you're going to feel so alive, time will just stop, you could do it all day.
Action is a word that can imply work to some people, but inspired action will not feel like work at all. The difference between inspired action and action is this. Inspired action is when you are acting to receive. If you were in action to try and make it happen, you've slipped backward. Inspired action is effortless and it feels wonderful because you are on the frequency of receiving. Imagine life as a fast-moving river. When you are acting to make something happen, it will feel as if you are going against the current of the river. It will feel hard and like a struggle. When you are acting to receive from the universe, you will feel as if you are flowing with the current of the river. It will feel effortless. That is the feeling of inspired action and of being in the flow of the universe and life. Sometimes you will not even be aware you used action until after you've received, because the acting felt so good. You will then look back and see the wonder and matrix of how the universe carried you to what you wanted and also brought what you wanted to you.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
The universe likes speed. Don't delay. Don't second guess. Don't doubt. When the opportunity's there, when the impulse is there, when the intuitive nudge from within is there, act. That's your job. And that's all you have to do.
Trust your instincts. It's the universe inspiring you. It's the universe communicating with you on the receiving frequency. If you have an intuitive or instinctive feeling, follow it, and you will find that the universe is magnetically moving you to receive what you asked for.
Bob Proctor.
You will attract every